This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
and GCNlive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile the amazing, jaw-dropping scientific discoveries which are revolutionizing our world and touching our lives. And this hour, the lines are open. You're not going to get a busy signal because it's open mic on Science Fantastic. All you have to do is give us a call at 612-564-8135. Once again, that's 612-564-8135. And all we ask of you is that you leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to or the internet, and the city you're calling from, and perhaps you can get on Science Fantastic to ask that question or make that comment that's always been bugging you. And just remember, no question is too dumb or too stupid to put on national radio, because sometimes the dumb questions are the most profound questions of all. So if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call or go to my website. Some of you are a bit shy and don't want to have your voice heard on national radio. No problem. You can type that question by going to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. And you can find a list of all the books that I've written. I've written 4 New York Times bestsellers. The Physics of the Future talks about the next 100 years in medicine, space travel, robotics, jobs. In Physics of the Impossible, I go 500 years into the future when we might have starships. We might have invisibility, teleportation, ray guns, all the stuff you see in science fiction. And in the future of the mind, I talk about the future of brain research, how we are now connecting the brain to an exoskeleton, giving you the power of a Superman that is also telepathic, telekinetic, just like in the science fiction movies. And my latest book is The Future of Humanity, The Future of Humanity in Outer Space, as we go back to the moon, as we go to Mars, colonize Mars, terraform Mars, and go beyond into the stars. So find out more about my work by going to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. Okay, let's move on to the first listener phone call.
Hi, my name is Nick Rudolph. I'm calling from Phoenix, Arizona. The station is KJVV. And my question is, do you have any suggestions for teaching young people, small kids, or actually even adults, how to think more like a scientist instead of just what to think? How to get them to think more critically and develop their own ideas opposed to just regurgitating, you know, and repetitive things that they've been reading? Thanks.
Wow. You asked the $64,000 question. If we knew the answer to that, if we could somehow bottle it, we could change human society. It's difficult. Because, of course, we have to separate form and content. Most of us react to form and appearances. Very rarely do we ask why, how. Very rarely do we go deeper into something. But that's what science is all about. Science is all about trying to understand Mother Nature, trying to understand the principles and concepts behind Mother Nature. But, as you pointed out, unfortunately, people get bogged down in memorization. So I tell science teachers that I sometimes meet that, well, yes, you got to memorize some things. After all, you just can't glide by sciences BSing things. You have to know some facts. But beyond that, you have to organize the facts into a concept, a principle, a picture, And that's what separates the Einsteins of the world from simply somebody who is a tape recorder. That is, you have to ask why. You have to ask how. In other words, there is a principle behind all the scattered pieces of data. When you read a book about biology, oftentimes you get lost in all the parts of a flower, the anatomy of a human being. You get lost because there's so much out there. But if you were to ask, what is the principle that drives these things, then you realize that there's only a handful of principles, concepts that drives the whole thing. And then there's a picture that allows you to very quickly summarize the essence of what's happening. For example, with relativity, the picture there was, well, given to us by clocks and meter sticks and by trampoline nets, things you can visualize that were distorted as you go to higher velocities and higher energies. And even Newton's laws of gravity can be summarized in a picture of balls going around other balls, about balls colliding with other balls. You can summarize all the laws of mechanics into a simple physical picture. So that's why I stress to people, especially science teachers, that they really should stress concepts and principles, not just memorizing dry facts and figures. And then science teachers ask me another question. How do you inspire a young kid? Well, my personal point of view is that we are all born scientists. All of us are born asking, why does the sun shine? Where did we come from? We're born asking these questions. And then we hit the greatest killer of scientists known to science. We destroy young scientists by the millions every day. The greatest killer of scientists is junior high school. That's right. When you hit the danger years, when you hit 13, 14, 15, you're in junior high school, that's when we lose young scientists by the millions. Because science is reduced to memorization, people are distracted, science is not made interesting, because of course we're competing against all the distractions of junior high school. That's when we lose scientists by the millions. And we have to inspire them. We need role models for young scientists. We need breakthroughs that inspire them, like a Sputnik moment or the landing on the moon. We need things that encourage them, like parental guidance, teacher guidance, mentoring. These are the things that we need to make young scientists. Okay, well, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hello, this is Frank in Columbus, Ohio. And my question is about the supermassive black hole at the heart of the Milky Way. Sagittarius A has a mass, a solar mass of about 4 million solar masses. Now, it is the center of the Milky Way galaxy. It should be the center of the mass. But there are billions of stars in the galaxy. And I've seen an estimate that the Milky Way has an overall mass of 700 billion solar masses. So how can something 4 million with 4 million solar masses be the anchor for the entire Milky Way? It does not seem to be massive enough. What's up with that, Professor? Thanks.
Well, you ask a very important question that is bedeviling astronomers even today. First of all, we have the galaxy, a gigantic swirling disk of stars, many of them containing 100 billion, or many times that, 100 billion stars in a gigantic flying saucer-shaped disk that rotates. And then at the very center of the galaxy, we find a black hole. A black hole that does not weigh billions of times the mass of the sun, but millions of times the mass of the sun. And then the question is, which came first? And the answer is, we don't know which came first. There's an active debate going on right now. But let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we're going to continue Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. And give us a call at 612-564-8135 and share your thoughts on National Radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. You're not going to get a busy signal. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station, and the city you're calling from, and then ask your question or make your comment, and perhaps you can get on national radio. Well, before the break, we had a question about black holes. You see, the black hole at the center of the Milky Way galaxy weighs a few million times the mass of the Sun. But the galaxy itself weighs billions of times more, hundreds of billions of times more. And so the question is, how is it possible that a teeny-weeny black hole can whip around the entire galaxy, which weighs many times more than the black hole itself? Well, the reason is actually rather complicated. First of all, we have to understand where both came from. Which came first, the chicken or the egg? Did the black hole come first, or did the galaxy come first? Well, the short answer is we don't know. It's a raging debate in astronomical circles even now. Let's say the black hole came first. If the black hole came first, then it's like the moon going around the Earth. The moon is much bigger. No, the Earth is much bigger than the moon, of course. But why is it, therefore, that the black hole at the center of the universe is so much smaller than the rest of the galaxy? So if the black hole came first, the black hole should be bigger, but it's not. The other possibility is valid. Maybe the galaxy came first, and a small piece of it then condensed into the black hole. Now, my personal point of view is that they were both formed at the same time. And that would answer your question. If the Earth is much bigger than our moon, then why isn't the black hole much bigger than the galaxy? Because the galaxy spins around the black hole. And the answer is as follows. First of all, the black hole at the center of the galaxy does not whip around the rest of the galaxy. As you correctly pointed out, the galaxy weighs many times more than the black hole itself, and the black hole is rather tiny in comparison with the galaxy. But if they form together, it means that they were whipping around each other so that we see the galaxies of today being so much bigger than the mass of the black hole at the center, because they were both formed at the same time. Well, the short answer is we don't know for sure. There's a raging debate in astronomical circles as to which came first, the chicken or the egg, the galaxy or the black hole. But if they both formed at the same time, that would then answer the question, why is one so much bigger than the other? Okay, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hi, this is Ben in Chicago. I'd like to know, Dr. Kaku, if it's theoretically possible for an advanced civilization to be able to override nature and change the laws of physics itself to serve their own purposes, or to create their own custom-made universe with a superior set of natural laws, and then to transport their civilization there. Thank you.
Well, this actually was a big theological debate 1,000 years ago in the Muslim world. You realize that 500 to 1,000 years ago, the Islamic people were actually more advanced than the Europeans. The Europeans during the Dark Ages were engulfed with the Inquisition. They burned witches. They burned warlocks. Look what happened to Galileo. Giordano Bruno was burned alive in the streets of Rome. So Europe was not a very pretty place to be, but science flourished in the Islamic Empire. But there was a debate 1,000 years ago precisely on that question. There were two sides to the question in the Islamic world about 1,000 years ago. The scientists at that time said that natural law is going to be more or less the same everywhere because that's the way Allah created it. So therefore, we should study natural law. However, the people who are very religious, the theologians, said no. You see, Allah can change natural law anytime he feels like. He is beyond natural law. Therefore, natural law should not be studied. Why bother to study something that can be changed at will on a whim by Allah? Well, it turns out that the religious people eventually went out, and science in the Islamic world about 500 years ago began to stagnate, and the Islamic world fell backwards with regards to the Renaissance, where science began to flourish. So the whole question of the fall of the early Islamic Empire hinged upon the question, is natural law always the same, or can the Creator simply change it on a whim? In which case, why bother to learn about it? Because it's going to be changed anyway. Well, now we have a different twist on it. We have something called string theory, which we think, though we cannot yet prove, is the theory of everything. It's what I do for a living. In fact, I'm the co-founder of string field theory, one of the main branches of string theory. And string theory gives us not one universe, but many universes. So if I think of a bubble bath, each bubble representing a universe that's expanding or contracting, then the bubble bath of universes is called the multiverse. Now, where does physics come into picture? Each bubble is a solution of the string equations, but there are more than one solution. In fact, there could be an infinite number of possible solutions. This gives us a multiverse. And do the laws of physics change between universes? Yes. Each bubble has a slightly different version of the laws of physics. Now, there is a metaphysics. physics beyond ordinary physics, and that is string theory. So string theory would be the physics of all universes. All possible universes would obey the string equations. But each individual universe can be different from any other neighboring universe. This means that in some sense, yes, there could be other laws of physics. Now, how do you prove this? Well, one day we're going to launch LISA into orbit, and LISA is the Laser Interferometry Space Antenna, which detects gravity waves in outer space. Now, gravity waves were detected recently, winning the Nobel Prize to three physicists recently. So we know that gravity waves exist when black holes collide. But at the beginning of the universe, the shock wave from creation itself created a gravity wave that is still detectable even today. And one day we'll get baby pictures of the infant universe as it's being created, as photographed by LISA. And we hope to find evidence of an umbilical cord connecting our baby universe to a parent universe, with both universes having a slightly different laws of physics. So you're absolutely right. This idea that the laws of physics can change is actually one of the dominant theories in cosmology today. Okay, well, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
My name is Cecil from Knoxville, Tennessee. My question, Dr. Kaku, is, have you looked at the Edgar Cayce materials, the psychic Edgar Cayce materials, on our three-dimensional reality as a projection from the fourth dimension, the spiritual dimension? This is similar to your multiverse, I think. Thank you very much, Doctor.
Well, you're right that Mr. Cayce was a person who some people believe was a prophet who could predict the future. However, in physics, we have something called causality, and causality says that cause and effect is one of the basic fundamental structures of our universe, and cause and effect mean that causality is not violated, so you cannot see the future. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't play with Einstein's equations. It just means that the average person sitting on the planet Earth is not going to be able to see the future at any time soon. However, as you also pointed out, some people who are psychics have looked at the idea of ghosts, spirits. And they say that in some sense, perhaps our universe is a sliver or a shadow of a much larger universe where ghosts can exist. This idea was actually popular around 1900. Around that time, a theologian wrote the book Flatland, which captured the imagination of Victorian England because it mentioned the fact that there could be other universes. Our universe could be flat compared to a higher dimensional universe, and ghosts could live there. Well, we'll talk about ghosts after the break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135, and maybe you can get on Science Fantastic.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, listeners, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Okaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile some of the most amazing developments in science, and in this hour, we're throwing the lines open so that you can be part of Science Fantastic. Anytime, day or night, you can give us a call. You'll get a recording. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to and the city you're calling from, and ask that question. Make that comment, and perhaps you can get on Science Fantastic. And you can also email me a question. The website address is mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and it lists the cities I'll be speaking at, and maybe I'll be signing your copy of Physics of the Impossible or The Future of Humanity. And after I sign your book, go to eBay and auction it off for money. That's right, you can actually make money by going to my book tour, because autographed books are actually worth real money. Let's take the next listener phone call.
Hi, my name is John. I'm calling from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. I listen to your program on the internet, and I just had a fresh question about it has to do with camera technology as far as we're at 4K now, and I was wondering if we'll be seeing 8K and where camera technology might be going in the next couple of years. Thank you, and I'll continue to listen.
Well, it's hard to predict because, of course, we have Moore's Law. Computer power doubles every 18 months, which means that the way in which we process visual images can be vastly increased by simply increasing the computer power that we have in our central processor. Also, however, there are limits. There are limits to what we can do with images, and these limits are given to us by quantum mechanics. For example, if you have a Pentium chip that has layers of silicon and insulators, these layers can be about 20 atoms across. But in 5, 10, 20 years, it could be 5 atoms across, in which case you get leakage taking place and heat generation, which will destroy you. So, in other words, there are limits to what you can do even with computer technology. There's also the fact that every pixel of an image, there's a transistor. And so the number of pixels that you can put in a digitized photograph is a function of the size of the transistor. And the size of the transistor, in turn, is once again determined by quantum mechanics. It's hard to get a transistor smaller than one atom, for example. Now, with nanotechnology, we can now create substances like graphene that are one atom thick, made out of carbon, a sheet of carbon, one atom thick. And it turns out that you can take a transistor, make a transistor out of a single atom. So the smallest possible transistor that we've been able to make so far is the size of a single atom, an atom of graphene, which is a single layer of carbon. But that's a limit. So in other words, this is not going to go on forever. We're not going to reach that quantum limit for quite a while. So for quite a while, we will be able to get better and better resolution. But there is a limit. It can't go on forever. Oh, by the way, another thing. A previous caller asked about, well, to put it bluntly, ghosts. Because people like Edwin Cayce talked about other universes, and these ideas are being revived in physics. As I mentioned earlier, in 1900, theologians were asked the question, where is heaven? We had telescopes in 1900 that were very powerful, and no matter where we look, we could not find heaven. So this is very embarrassing for theologians. And then in mathematics, the idea of higher dimensions became quite popular. So theologians said, aha, we have the answer. Heaven is in hyperspace. And if you have the power of hyperspace, you can move through walls. You can do the power that is normally ascribed to ghosts. So let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, I'll talk about the relationship between ghosts and...
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. That's right. You're not going to get a busy signal. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters to the radio station and the city you're calling from, and then ask away. Ask that question. Make that comment that's always been bothering you about science. Maybe you're all by yourself at 4 o'clock in the morning, and you have this brainstorm. You just got to talk to somebody, but hey, you're all alone at 4 o'clock in the morning. There's no one you could talk to about science. Well, you can talk to me. You can give me a call at 612-564-8135 and ask that question. Make that comment that's been bugging you at 4 o'clock in the morning. Well, before the break, we had a question about three dimensions and four dimensions, and let me explain what all that is about. Back in 1900, as I mentioned, theologians had a problem. Telescopes were becoming very powerful. Everywhere they looked in the skies, they could not find heaven. Where is heaven? Well, around that time, mathematicians were looking at higher dimensional spaces. We live in three dimensions, length, width, and height. Four dimensions don't seem to be in the cards. Where is the fourth dimension? We cannot see it, feel it, doesn't seem to exist. Now, Einstein said that the fourth dimension is time. Okay, but where is then the fifth dimension? Where are these higher dimensions? And around 1900, theologians read books on mathematics, and these mathematicians seemed to indicate that if you lived in a higher dimensional world, you would have the power of a ghost. That is, you'd be able to walk through walls. Walls are not a problem because you simply hop over the wall by going into the third dimension. And so many people said, aha, that's it. That's where ghosts are. And people like Edwin Cayce picked up on it and said, perhaps we live in a three-dimensional projection of a four-dimensional world where ghosts exist. Ghosts can disappear, reappear, walk through walls, and that's exactly what a hyperdimensional person can do looking down on our puny three-dimensional world. Well, that theory never got anywhere. Why? Because there was no experimental evidence that pushed our understanding any farther. Now we have string theory. String theory has not yet been proven. It's a subject of considerable controversy, in fact. But string theory can only exist in 11-dimensional hyperspace. So we have this problem. The theory of all theories,
the end of all theories, the final theory, could be a theory existing in higher dimensions, but we need more powerful instruments to prove it. So go to my book, Physics of the Impossible and Parallel Worlds, where I have a discussion of how you can test the ultimate theory of all theories, a theory which makes possible higher dimension, and if you are a mystic, it makes possible ghosts. Okay, well, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hi, this is Armand again from Queens, New York. I listen to you on YouTube. And I was wondering, when do you think we're going to have the first Iron Man suit that functions like the one in the movie? And how possible do you think it is to create a lightsaber that works like in Star Wars? All right, thank you very much. Have a great one. I love your show. Peace.
Okay, well, you ask a fair question. First of all, the United States military has dumped over $150 million to create the Iron Man exoskeleton. We have all these GIs from Afghanistan and Iraq with damaged spinal cords who are paralyzed, quadriplegic. So far, the most advanced exoskeleton is based at Duke University, made by Dr. Nicolelis, who I've actually had on Science Fantastic. His dream was to create an exoskeleton that would allow a quadriplegic to kick the football, initiating the World Soccer Games in São Paulo, Brazil. Well, he succeeded. 1 billion people tuned in and saw a paralyzed person put on a suit that allowed him to kick the football, initiating the World Cup soccer games. Now, that is a far cry from the Iron Man suit of the comics. That suit allows you to fire missiles, travel at supersonic velocities, practically go into outer space. We're not there yet. We can just barely make a suit that allows the mind to kick a football, initiating the World Soccer Games. Well, after that, I'll say a few things about lightsabers as well. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135 or go to my website and find out what I'm up to. mkaku.org, mkaku.org is the web address. Give us a call.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In Science Fantastic, we have an open mic. That is, you can get to the phones and give us a call and have your thoughts heard on national radio. Once again, the number to call is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station or the internet, and the city you're calling from, and ask that question, make that comment, and perhaps your thoughts will be heard on national radio. Well, before the break, we had a call about the Iron Man costume. We are decades away from creating an Iron Man costume that can fire missiles, that can launch a human at supersonic velocities, and do all the wondrous things that is found in the comic books. Sorry about that. The best we can do after spending $150 million is to connect the living brain of a paralyzed person directly to a suit that allows this person to walk and kick a football. You know, Christopher Reeve, the handsome actor who played Superman in the Superman movies, he died, but he was involved in a tragic accident whereby his spinal cord was severed in an accident involving a horse. Very, very sad. But his dream was to be able to walk again. And that's what we can do at the present time. He didn't live long enough to see that, yes, it is possible for someone who's totally paralyzed to walk. But that's a far cry from having an Iron Man costume. And then lightsabers are also possible, but not quite the way you see in the movies. First of all, a lightsaber is supposed to be a column of light that terminates. Well, as you know, light does not terminate. It keeps on going. However, the closest you can get to the idea of a lightsaber that can cut through wood and steel is a plasma torch. So I once hosted a series for BBC and a science channel called Sci-Fi Science. And in Sci-Fi Science, I actually go through the stages of building a plasma torch. In fact, I build a crude plasma torch on TV for the TV audience. Now, of course, it's not the real thing, because the real thing, of course, terminates. And here you have a plasma torch that has a spine to it. It is not nothingness connected to a lightsaber. No, it has a spine, and out of the spine comes a stream of hot plasma sufficient to slice through wood and different kinds of objects. So it's not quite the Star Wars lightsaber, but it's about as close as you can get with known technology. Okay, well, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hi, this is Jack from San Francisco, California. I'm calling in to listen line, and my question is around the super force, or we can look at it as the human force as it pertains to the consciousness, and how consciousness, if it affects at all the four forces, gravity, electromagnetism, strong nuclear, and weak nuclear. So I wanted to know how our consciousness plays plays a factor into the super force and how that gets affected.
Okay, well, let me try to break that down into its components. First of all, there are four fundamental forces that we know about. First is gravity, which keeps us anchored to the floor and holds the sun together. Without gravity, the solar system would fly apart and the sun would explode. So we need gravity. Next is light, electromagnetism that lights up our cities. Fire, for example, is an example of electromagnetism. So that is the electromagnetic force. Then we have the two nuclear forces, the weak and the strong nuclear force, which, for example, makes possible the sun, makes possible nuclear weapons, makes possible nuclear power plants, and gives us radiation, gives us the elements of uranium and the transuranic elements. So that's the nuclear force. However, we've looked for a fifth force. We've tried very hard to find a fifth force, and so far, nobody has yet succeeded. Science is based on things that are testable, reproducible, and falsifiable. Now, what about consciousness? Well, it turns out that we scientists can augment the power of the mind, connecting the mind directly to a computer, and then having the computer do all sorts of magical things. For example, telepathy. For example, psychokinesis or telekinesis, moving objects with the mind. We can actually do that now. For example, on a simple scale, it turns out the quadriplegic, hook up the quadriplegic with a chip in his brain and have him able to surf the web. He can turn on the lights, turn off the lights, turn on his wheelchair, and anything you can do with electricity, he can also do with the power of the mind connected to an electric generator. Now, that's not quite the consciousness you see in science fiction movies, but it is a direct connection between the human mind and a computer. Now, in the future, it means that we'll have some form of telepathy and a brain net whereby thoughts, emotions, feelings will be sent on the internet, and also allowing you to control machines. So just like in Harry Potter, you'll have the ability to move objects because your mind will be connected to a computer, and the computer in turn will be connected to a machine which can move mechanical objects and do many of the dazzling feats you see in the science fiction movies. But this is called synthetic telepathy. But telepathy without enhancement, we have tried to do and have been unsuccessful. The human brain by itself does not have these magical powers. Okay, well, unfortunately, that's it for Science Fantastic. Join us every week by giving us a call at 612-564-8135, and maybe you can get on national radio. Maybe you can ask that question that's always been bugging you by calling 612-564-8135. So this is Dr. Michio Kaku for Science Fantastic.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.